Hello, hello. Welcome back to There's Noel in Podcast, the podcast by the people, for the people. I'm your host, Matt, and I'm joined by my co-host, Morgan.
Hello, hello.
What's up, Morgs?
Yes, this is Morgan. I'm 5'11", not 6 foot. I have 11 girlfriends, but definitely no wife. And yeah, it's Morgan.
I'm sure that you all may or may not be able to figure it out, but if you're on YouTube, you definitely can. Say hello to camera, Morgan, a.k.a.
Ben.
It's Ben. As you all wouldn't have known, but we put up an Instagram, and the most likely to be cancelled host is Morgan, so he's been cancelled. See you later, Morgs.
Spoiler alert.
Whoa. Check out next episode to see those results. But yeah, so we're kind of doing this episode today without Morgan. We got the original OGs, Ben and I. Yeah.
Limited to our household.
Yeah. Obviously, that's because of COVID and different things. We wanted to get an episode out for you guys, but unfortunately, we couldn't have Luke and Morgan. And we didn't want to do the awards without them because obviously they're a big part of that. So we've decided just to do episode 16, which is just Ben and I.
But it's going to be a great episode. We'll be talking about a few topics. Our extravagant New Year's plans. Something about Punani. Okay. A little bit about COVID, the economy and the government. Wow. And maybe, you know, something else. I don't know. It's going to be a little bit of a doozy.
Yeah. We've decided on our way down to the studio to well, what topics we're going to talk about. So we'll see how this one goes. I guess we can jump straight into it. But before we do, we need to say if you enjoy or even if you don't, you can subscribe on YouTube. You can also follow us on Instagram, Apple Podcasts. You can see us there. Please remember, if you go to Apple Podcasts or Spotify, to rate us because it actually helps us a lot. And also we get some feedback from you guys on if you're enjoying and how much and if we can do more or less. So please rate us. We'll give you a few seconds to do that.
Do.
If you haven't done that yet, we'll give you a few more seconds. Yeah, anyway, so those are all of the ways that you can listen. Check us out on YouTube and Instagram. We also, if you can see there on the camera, we have a new shirt. One of our lovely cousins, Chloe, shout out Chloe, has given us one, a logo, and two, three shirts to wear. So thank you to her.
Yeah, we all at Christmas, we all, Morgan, Matt, and I also all got the same present. We are insisted upon to open at the same time. And boom, if you're on YouTube, you can see Matt's shirt. And it's actually a really nice gift, but also a really nice shirt. So, Chloe, thank you so much.
Yeah, we really appreciate that one. And we'll be wearing them off and on with our other shirts. Yeah, so I guess we could jump straight into it.
Yeah, why was New Year's cancelled, Matt?
Well, wheeling it back to December 31st. And we were actually at lunch, the three of us, Morgan, Ben, and I. And over the group chat started buzzing on all three of our phones. And we were like, what's going on here? There must be something big. And then we realized that the Prime Minister was addressing everyone. And she had cancelled every party. I don't need a soundboard. I got
Yeah, Ben. Well, I mean, with good reason, but
yeah,
still.
Yeah, to be fair. The last, I think the two nights before, she reduced the numbers of the parties, which I guess was an indicator of what was to come. And then on the day of, she cancelled them completely, which no one can really complain about apart from, you know, the advertisers. And obviously it sucks a lot for the people that have paid and hopefully get refunds and not. But the general health of the island was, I guess, at risk. And I think me personally, she did the right thing. But obviously there's debate on that throughout everyone else.
Well, Matt personally, because the morning of, Matt comes in my room, he's about to go to work and he says, I don't really feel like going out tonight. New Year's night, might I add. And Matt's like, no, I'm not really feeling it.
I mean, he's not wrong.
Matt is not really a party animal, if you haven't noticed.
Yeah. Those of you that don't know me, welcome.
Welcome to my life.
Yeah, so what do we do instead?
Yeah, so, you know, Matt does a lot of running. He mentioned before he did a little sprint triathlon kind of thing.
Yeah.
Which is quite impressive.
Episode 12? I don't know. I'm not sure. You can check that out.
But yeah, so as a result, I joined Matt running. We did a 3K and then another 3K and then probably another 3K because I'm trying to get up to speed here. Actually, 2 days ago, I did a 4K, which is good. So we've been implementing a little bit of exercise. Yeah. Couple of days ago, we actually went in the pool, and our pool is absolutely freezing at all times of the day.
Correct. We live on a cliff, if anybody is wondering why it's freezing in Barbados.
Yes, the wind cooled water. Physics logic. But yes, all of a sudden, we're in the pool, and it's like a whole swarm of bees came over the cliff, over the pool, and absolutely frightened us. I quickly ducked my hand underwater, but then had to decide how long was I going to hold my breath.
It was actually pretty crazy.
Yeah.
Like, literally thousands of bees just flew up over the cliff towards us.
Yeah. And a full hive. It was actually probably a once-in-a-lifetime kind of thing.
Yeah, except it's happened twice.
Yeah. And it just so happens there's probably a beehive near us.
I know. That happened to us when we were kids, and we were outside in the front yard, and we just heard this noise, bend with the sound effects. So I'll copy and paste that one back in. And everyone was like, what is this noise? And then when we look in the sky, it was just two little kids, Ben and I, in the front yard. And we just were like, holy shit!
it was so bad that our view was actually compromised by the thickness of the amount of bees. It was crazy.
Literally like a dark rain cloud. Yeah. And yeah, that could have ended badly. Imagine if we were like alerted to bees or something. None of us got stung, but still.
Yeah. It was pretty rough.
But just throwing it back a little bit. So on New Year's night itself, before we get into like what we did during the semi-lockdown, the curfew, what you want to call it, obviously lots of people were disappointed that they couldn't go out. And there was a bit of a scramble because people were trying to sell tickets, and obviously no one's buying tickets because it's cancelled, and everyone's wondering about their money and stuff like that. I personally, although obviously I would like my money back, and I'm sure that we'll get some sort of money, if not all of it, but I wasn't too worried about that. But what we actually did that night is, obviously there was a curfew at 12, so we couldn't see, you know, we were hoping to see the fireworks and stuff like that, and people brought forward their fireworks. I didn't think they were as good as they normally are.
No, they weren't.
But we went by Ben's technical girlfriend, Alexa.
I do have a girlfriend. She's no longer technical.
First time for everything. Anyway, we went by her and we had dinner there. It was actually very nice.
Yeah, it was
and then
very
we
nice.
Got home at, I think, 11:45, right before the curfew. So we actually beat our parents home.
Yeah. They came home drunk. Not really. They're done. They did.
They were fine. What are you talking about? Anyway, so that's what we did. And then following that, obviously, we had a 5-day weekend. And I think in that weekend, everyone, like, the whole island stood still. No one did anything. We weren't really meant to do anything. But I think lots of people were worried. And at the same time, you were hearing cases of COVID pop up everywhere. Yeah. And it was like friends of a friend's. And the last time we went into lockdown, it was a bit of an interesting situation because COVID was this like taboo thing that if you got it, it was like, holy shit, you're a witch, stay away from me. Yeah. Which it shouldn't be like that. And I think lots of people, at least recently, have been realizing that, that you can't pick and choose if you get it. Obviously, you can be more careful and less. And there's lots of debates that go on with COVID that we're not really going to get quite into. But that week of New Year's, there's lots of people getting it. I think Barbados had like 600 over that long weekend. Yeah. And it had to do with lots of various parties, some on the west.
It was an interesting change of dynamic where you no longer are in this situation where you hear people getting it. You know the people that are getting it. And some of them you could have potentially been in contact with.
Correct.
And I had a couple lines that could have come back to me. So did Matt. So did Mum. So did Dad. So did
so many other friends. So many.
It was people. It was a very different style.
Yeah, it was. Especially like over Christmas where, like, obviously families get together over Christmas and you're still careful, but families get together, and even if your family is, you know, 15 people, each of those 15 people has a route to getting it. So it's very, you've got to be very careful. And I think that's why we're so overloaded now with the tests, because everybody is being, you know, careful and they want to get their test, and it's kind of adding to the current people, which was a lot over that weekend. And then you also have the secondary and the third down the line that are trying to get tested too.
I initially thought to myself, you know, with a bunch of people going to get tested, which was the right thing to do, they would eventually come out and say, you know, we can't handle this kind of mass at the same time, they did. So.
And then you also hear stories of the people who get it. Obviously, on social media, there was, you know, the lady that went up there and Harrison's point, and she was filming lots of stuff and basically making them look real bad. even though, you know, this place was built in like that earlier this mm-hmm. year, and they're doing their best. Like, I mean, there is things that they can improve on, in my opinion, but there's also things that they're doing an excellent job
yeah, at. Yeah, but compared it to was not, else. It wasn't meant to be a pleasant experience.
Yeah.
This is meant to keep the rest exactly. of the country safe and yourself safe.
Exactly.
And your relatives.
So exactly. Yeah. And like, they also had the lady who broke quarantine. There's so much we could talk about yeah. in this last 2 weeks. It's crazy. Just a recap of this 2 weeks, there's so many. There's the British lady who's some famous lady, I know. Mm-hmm. And
the bus crawl.
Yeah, there's the bus crawl.
Which was that bus crawl called Brandy and Poonani? Is that what it was called?
No, I think.
And how do you even spell Poonani? What is a Poonani?
We're not even gonna go into that. But and I saw
another bus crawl called Only Underwears.
No, it was No Underwear, the Laundry Edition, which okay. itself don't make no sense. And that actually brings me to another thing, because although the last week and a half, 2 weeks have been a very serious time, and you know, COVID, and nobody really wants to joke because it's not a joke, but at the same time, I can only compliment Bajans on, in a dark time, finding something funny yeah. out of nothing funny. So the amount of times that I check my phone and been a bit down over the last 2 weeks, because everyone's inside, you can't really do much, and I've had a laugh because of some sort of meme or some sort of video, it's just, I mean, again, it's nothing to laugh about, but it's freaking hilarious. Like the Brandy and Poonani, the fact that the minister had to stand up on live television and talk about a bus crawl named Brandy and Poonani. Like, are you serious? And it provides so many memes. I can probably pull up on my phone a couple that are but just as funny.
To be also fair, the bus crawl was segmented out as one unique thing, but on Boxing Day, the Boxing Day line itself, that was also, it yeah. wasn't really brought up, but to be completely fair, that was definitely something that ideally...
That was irresponsible, yeah, to be honest.
Prior, maybe they should have announced that. They knew that was going to happen, or maybe someone did, and they should have maybe moved it off, but that's
and
a different topic.
Not to be hypocritical, because we attended that. Yeah. I think we are a bit more careful than some people where we pitched in the end, but we're pretty hypocritical of saying that. But at the end of the day, how I viewed it, which probably wasn't the best way, is that so far the ministry have done a reasonable job prior to that whole breakout of making the rules, and people were following them, and there was nothing out that day that said don't do it. That doesn't mean that you should do it. It's a bit like that's a gray area, but you know,
on reflection,
hindsight is 2020, and yeah, that didn't really work out. And then you also had lots of businesses putting out notices, oh, someone here was positive, wait to be contacted. Yeah,
I will say that the businesses on that front, which I guess you have to be professional, but I find all the businesses would have come out and they all said, oh, we've been contact traced, or one of our employees is getting tested, please hold back for now. And I think this, how serious it's been taken from that front and in general, it's impressive.
It's commendable for sure, especially with businesses closing and they're not really in the best state right now anyway.
Yeah. So give me some memes, Matt. What you got? You got anything good?
I got a couple, which if you're on YouTube watching, I'll try and put them up on the screen somewhere. So right now I have the Brandy and Poonani 2.0 short pants edition, which is pretty funny.
How do you spell it though? Give me
Poonani, Poonanay.
You want to hear me? Poonanayee. Poonani.
You're an idiot. Let's see. What else we got here? We got a lockdown lime and karaoke lime, which was friggin' hilarious. And they had to talk about that over the news. Then we had the fella from the prison that was named Hall, and unable to be found, which brings you back to Winston Hall, which was the criminal that kept evading. And
plenty songs about him.
Yeah. Then you had from the director of COVID-19, Lockdown 2 edition, season 2, episode 1.
You think some of these were jokes, or you think some of these were real?
Oh, nah. Some of them are jokes for sure. Like, this one is a movie, and that's real. Yeah, like, that's a real jokey thing. So that's definitely... It says the bus crawled to hell. It's definitely a joke. Then you got a lot of people tested on that bus crawl. So people want to know how big the bus was. You can't see that. But it's like a 7-story bus. Yeah,
if you've gone to England or seen movies of London and you see a double-decker bus.
It's like a quadruple-decker.
This
decker.
Bus is quadruple-decker, yeah.
And then you got Brandy and Poonani, which is the Indian people on top of the roof. Oh, Then you got the no underwear Buscrawl lingerie edition.
What's funny is that Matt's going to have hell on earth editing this into the YouTube. Goodness.
I know. Oh, yeah, shit. All right, I think we should call the memes there.
But I think we're coming towards the end. But one last thing I want to talk to you about as of recent events. I heard something about a unicorn. What you got for me?
Oh, man. Yeah, that came around today. So I'm gonna actually have to bring that up. I made space for the video. I'm trying to put it somewhere in the middle. But there's this unicorn walking around Hilton. And the man or woman, I don't know who it is. He got interviewed by some dude who was like trying to get out of him, like what he's doing. So I'm gonna play it here.
Dude, it's a full horse.
It's literally a unicorn. The man even has like horseshoes on his hands.
Oh my gosh.
Can you please explain the outfit? You know, this. And you're actually going.
The man said. We've got a unicorn, if you don't tune into the YouTube, but we've got a unicorn here dressed
sitting
in black.
Sitting at the table.
With a literal corn, a unicorn, a thing, a point, everything, a horse.
I have so many questions, one of which is he's sitting at the table waiting for breakfast, but how does he eat? What does he eat?
Yeah, hey.
Yeah, they
go to Hilton and ask for some hay. But then you showed me a picture of the unicorn riding a horse.
Oh, yes. I saw that as well. Yeah. That was... I think that was on. Showed up. They keep me moving in these dark times. But the unicorn was riding a horse. He has his own Instagram page, you know. He has more followers than me. Yeah. Holy, he got more followers than me.
Well, you should at him and maybe he'll tag us and we'll go from 100 and something followers to 2,000.
Shout out to the unicorn. No, this part's funny.
This is crazy. Oh my gosh, I can see your bits.
I can see your bits. Watch your man gallop.
Do a little gallop for us. Oh my goodness.
Does this have to be rehearsed, surely?
This is so jokey.
It's lovely meeting you. Do you have a name? Okay, of course.
Okay, well, to you too. Honestly, I saw that yesterday and that made my entire day.
I think you'll have an interesting time editing that part.
That was just too funny. Anyway, I think we're running a bit over time on this one, so I'm going to call it here. Hope you enjoyed the episode. It was obviously just a filler. Morgan and Luke, hopefully we'll be back for the next one. We've got all of the awards ready for next time. Well, not physical awards, but all of the results of the awards. We have stuff like best host, most likely to be cancelled.
Morgan.
You have, Morgan. Not this Morgan, the other Morgan. You have a bunch of other awards. We're also going to be reviewing our three best fans, so people that have interacted with us, have sent us ideas, have you know, tried to take part, and we encourage everyone to do it, but there are a few people that have done a really good job. We're happy to have them around, and hopefully they enjoy listening. So we'll have all of that in next episode, so you can look forward to that. So yeah, we'll close it out there. Ben, where can they find you?
I'm on Instagram somewhere.
Okay, very specific. You can find me at MatthewN11. You can find Morgan at Morgan_AER. And Luke, I think, is Luke Humphreys. I'm sure you already have. Just
find him if you want him.
Yeah, if you really got to stalk him that bad, you can find him on any
of
our socials.
He's kind of cute, you know? The girls might find
him. Oh, anyway, you can find the show at Noel Experience on Instagram. You can also find us, There's Noel in Podcast, on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, every show.
iHeartRadio?
Yeah, oh, six Lord. People has listened to an iHeartRadio, you know.
That's anyway. Probably Uncle Ray.
That's what I was thinking too. Yeah, so thanks you guys for listening. We'll check you next time.
Peace.